You see, this is the place where governments come and make pledges. You know, they make a lot of promises, they make commitments. And we are basically here not to make pledges, but to make sure that the pledges that are made are in fact kept. And this is the job of parliaments.
Mm-hmm. They're meeting for the first time in 5 years at a moment when the planet is gripped by multiple crises, including the rise of extremism. How has this affected the work of parliamentarians worldwide?
I think, you know, the parliamentary community is a fairly tight-knit community. And the IPU has always prized itself on the fact that it's a platform for debate and discussion. So you may not agree with individuals, but this is a forum where you actually get together and you can discuss. So I'm not saying that we are solving the problems of the world, but we are offering a platform, and a pretty unique platform, where people can come together and talk. So whether it's Palestine or Israel or the two Koreas or areas where you have conflict, this is a forum where you take your ties off and you talk not as members of government. Then of course you are very tight in terms of protocol and you're bound by what you say and you're careful and you're guarded, but by informal exchange. You know, I think that's the value that we add to a lot of the crises that face the world today.
How will parliamentarians concretely help to translate the new development agenda into reality?
I think they will have to play a very, very vital role. You see, as I've said, one is you agree to commitments and you make pledges. The other is you implement. And if you look at the functions of parliaments and parliamentarians, what are they? One is to hold the executive to account. So, you know, commitments you have made have to be delivered on. Second is you appropriate resources through the budgetary process. You know, a lot of these goals will need substantial funding. And a lot of the funding has to be mobilized locally, domestically. You know, you can't look at foreign aid and foreign assistance. Then, of course, there's legislation. You know, you need to have facilitating legislation to implement some of the goals. So all of these functions. So I think it's a very important part of the overall jigsaw, and how parliaments respond to the SDGs, how they buy in, how they implement the SDGs will be critical to its success and implementation. And if I may also say, you know, the focus on people, I mean, if you look at IPU as an institution and then you look at the UN, you know, what is it that brings us together? It is a singular focus on people, their well-being and their security, which is why I think to a large extent IPU and the UN are natural partners. If you look at the preamble to the Charter of the UN, it begins with the words, "We the peoples of the United Nations." And IPU is the organization that is the platform, the global platform, for elected representatives and institutions of the people.
Do you have a message for parliamentarians today at this important moment, the World Conference?
I think the message is a fairly straightforward and simple one. We have been voted into this responsibility, into this high position and office by the people. And it's now our turn to deliver. We are in politics, why? We are in politics because we want to make a difference to people's lives. We want to enrich their lives. We want to help them live their dreams. And this is the perfect opportunity to do so. You now have a framework. You now have an internationally agreed document, which we will have in a few weeks' time here at the UN. And we now need to deliver on that so that the trust and confidence that the people have placed on us is respected.